You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
Breakfast with the stars.
Don't get better than this.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. 7 o'clock. We're right on time. It'll probably be the only time that we're actually on time for the show, guys.
You think so?
Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
How are we? What day? What are we? Thursday, planet Earth, right?
Thursday, planet Earth. I feel like this is the longest week ever. Does anyone
it
else
is.
Feel that?
Yeah, no, I... Yes and no. You know, it's one of those weeks where I felt went really quick and then, yeah, you're right. Then it,
like it's
some moments are slow.
Like last night I was getting ready for bed and I was like, oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
What do you do to get ready for bed?
I put like my laptop and all that, like things that I need in the morning, okay. Like my headphones.
Yeah, I do that.
Laptop. Because I am the kind of person who will forget.
Well, you really
do. You take your headphones home every day?
Yeah, these are mine.
Oh, you take those headphones home every day?
Yeah, they're mine. Well, they were mine.
Yeah, I don't know. These are mine as well. I just leave them here. Anyone can use them. I don't care. I just pick up. I can use any headphones. You're like Brent. Brent's the same. He's got his own headphones.
But you, the germaphobe.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Like, you are so strange.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Because you're so particular about other things.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Right, because...
One minute it's like, I'm a germaphobe, stay away from me, you're sick.
Yeah.
But then the next minute,
then you're sharing headphones.
If you're sick, I want nothing to do with you. I'm sorry, straight out. If we ever, like, one of my friends, Karen, yesterday had to do something, and she's like, I'll come and pick you up. And I said, great. She knows me so well.
Because you don't like driving to places.
Well, no, we go together. It's easier rather than taking two cars. She's like, do you want me to come pick you up? I said, you know what? I'm down to get picked up.
Yeah.
And then she did the kind thing that a friend would do that knows me and says, I just want to let you know, got a little bit of a sore throat.
Chris lost it.
Drove myself there, no issue. No, she told me before she got here.
There's your thing. You know when you want to lift somewhere in future?
Just say that?
Just that line?
No, he stopped asking me because I've moved away now.
I don't ask you. Listen, I drive myself around places, okay?
How? Please.
Don't try to paint a picture that I'm not a driver.
Kristen,
I love to drive.
Kristen,
no, sometimes you'll make Pretty go out of her way.
No,
to
I won't.
You will.
You used to.
She used to always say, do you want me to pick you up? I never said to Pretty, pick me up. She always go, do you want me to pick you up? I said, you know what? Pick me up.
There has been a time where you've said, can you drop me off?
Rossi, don't start with me this morning. I'm not ready for it, okay?
You're not weddy. He's not weddy.
He's not weddy.
I'm not weddy, all right? I thought I'd putty cat as well.
All right, let's start
all right,
the show.
You fucking fuck attach you.
Well, I have to say this today, Chris. Chris Fade is going to be a happy man today.
Why?
What I have discovered, Chris Fade was finally right about something, and it has to do with the celebrity.
Oh.
He was right.
How many years ago was I right on this guy?
I have to figure out what time the movie, what was the movie called?
Are we talking 6 months? Are we talking 3 years? What are we talking?
Oh, no, years.
Yeah. 2017.
Years.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
For years, we have been having this battle, and today... Chris Fade has been proven right.
All right, we'll find out what's going on there. We've got the gossip to check. We've got 10,000 dirhams cash coming up as well, which is going to be fabulous. So hang out with us. Hey, where's our first callers of the morning? Where are you? You know, you're my... Don't tell anyone you're my favorite callers.
Don't say that.
It's a secret.
I don't say that to them all as well, all right? No, but where are you? What are you doing? Are you on the way to work, school? What's happening? Where are you right now? You may have never called a radio station or show ever in your life.
You sounded a bit needy here, Chris.
Well, I'm needy. I want you. That's why. 04-871-5544. Phone lines are open right now. Let's go, okay?
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
All right. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chris Fade. Good morning, Ms. Pretty Malik. Good morning, Mr. Big Rossi.
Good morning, Mr. Philip. How are you, brother? Thursday morning, what are you doing?
Just started my merchandising. Just came to Spinach Silicon Oasis.
Oh, that's right. You work merchandising. Now, merchandising, if you don't know, he goes to like the Spinnies and he goes and makes sure that the products look great on the shelves and they're full.
Yes.
What products do you do it? What products do you do it for?
As usually, it's South African products, baker's biscuit. I told you before also.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the good ones.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, go and look at the Fade Fit products, okay? Fix them up. Right.
I tested already. And have you tested baker's biscuit, Mr. Chris Fade?
No, I haven't yet. I should. I promise you, next time I'm in a Spinnies or Waitrose, I'll go and buy them.
Ah.
Yeah. Can I take some opportunity to say thanks for this time?
Sure.
Yeah. 2 months ago, I got a yes or no game. So I have received the blender. Highly appreciate for Virgin Radio. And thank you for everyone in the team. So
love you, brother. You want a blender from
us? That's awesome.
That's so good. You're using that. What are you blending in that blender? What are you making?
I'm making some banana juice, banana milkshake.
Nice.
Good on you, Philip. Doing it the right way. Well, we love your attitude, and we love hearing you so early in the morning as well, all right?
Yeah. And Ms. Preeti Malik, she was very humble enough to take a picture last time in the Taste of Dubai.
Oh, lovely, Philip.
Wow, she must have been in a good mood. She doesn't usually like taking photos with people. That's interesting.
That's an absolute lie.
We know that's a lie.
She's very humble.
Oh, thank you, Philip. That's lovely.
Good on you, Phil. Well, listen, we lots of love, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sure. My wife is there in Starbucks, DAFC, last time I told you, Central.
Oh, well, yes.
Is she working there, or?
Yeah, she's from Philippines. I'm from Sri Lanka.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Have you got any kids together?
Yeah, I have 2 kids.
So your kids are half Sri Lankan, half Filipino?
That's a cool combo.
Yeah.
Wow. What did they get more of, the Sri Lankan or the Filipino?
Actually, it's in between. So basically, we are using the English, and they don't speak Sinhalese, and they don't speak Tagalog.
Oh,
man, that's great. You know, one of my friends, John, growing up in Sydney, he was half Filipino, half Lebanese, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it was such an amazing look because he really, the thing that he hated, I'll tell you, Philip, he hated his nose because he got the big nose of the Lebanese. He had the big Lebanese nose,
right.
But then he had the Filipino nose at the same time, which
How?
Was, they're smaller, but they're like dense, like they're not squashed.
Flatter.
So he had the big size Lebanese, but at the same time, the Filipino nose. He said to me, I love everything about my face. I love everything about the being half, except this nose.
It was a battle for the nose.
Yeah. That's, I remember him growing up. We were only like 18 at that time. He said, when I get enough money, I'm getting a nose job. I'm like, bro, you don't need a nose job.
Did he get one?
I don't know. I ended up not talking to him, you know, after a while.
Aww.
Phil, take care, mate. Have a good morning. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris Fade, and God bless everyone.
Love you, bro. Bye. So polite. That's Philip right there. I told you first call is always nice, right?
The nicest.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go! Crack that song.
Now what?
Yo! If I couldn't make a song more annoying, I just did it. Hey! It's like when you're out and your friend walks into a restaurant and you're not expecting them and you're like, hey! Yo! Soldier Boy. Aww.
These songs like,
hey! Yes, hey!
Oh, it's too early for all this. Stop.
Rossi just walks into the pub. Ready? Yo! There you go. There he is. Rossi!
Not him again.
You! Everton just scores a goal. Ready? Hey! Go!
That's good.
Have I got too much energy?
I think so. What have you done different?
Nothing really. I'm fine. Feel good. 7:14. We're live. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Mark my words. 8:30.
Yeah.
Chris is gonna go. I think I need to lie down.
No. Let's see. 8:30. I'm ready to go.
What have you done differently?
8:30.
What do you mean? We're starting the show an hour later, so we're all getting an extra hour sleep here, aren't we?
Not me last night. I thought I was going to die last night.
Why?
What?
Oh,
why?
What happened?
I thought last night was the night.
That you were going to die? What happened?
Why?
I couldn't sleep. I kept like waking myself up with that sleep apnea.
You're not sleeping with the machine?
I don't know if it helps me.
Rossi. Sleep with the machine. You!
That's it. Yeah, bring it back. Make it happy again.
No, honestly, Rossi's got sleep apnea. So you're supposed to sleep with that machine.
Last night, yeah. Oof. I kept moving around the house, different areas.
Why?
Because I was like, kept waking up going, and then walking around.
Must be a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it before, but I don't think it's sleep apnea. But where I'm sleeping and then like... You sort of get up and you're like, wow, was I not breathing?
The nose. But anyway, back to the music.
Yo! Rossi gonna die. Woo!
Take it back from the universe.
We're all not getting out alive, guys.
I take it back every day. I never want anything bad.
Now.
The sooner you realize that we're not getting out alive.
Can you not be so morbid on a Thursday morning? Thank you.
Sorry. We need your energy again.
On a serious note, sleep with your machine on. That's why you're supposed to sleep with it, so you don't stop breathing.
Don't stop breathing.
Gossip next.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
All the e-news first.
Gossip and entertainment.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
She is wearing her university sweater today. Hofstra, what is it again?
Hofstra.
Hofstra. What's Hofstra?
The name of the university. It was a person's name.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that a new... That's not from when you were, like, in college.
Yeah. No.
Because it looks brand new.
It's brand new.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Welcome, Goss. Right now, what do we got, Pretty Malik?
Okay. I think we've gone too far as humans and as fans of celebrities.
What happened?
Because now you can be the proud owner of Robert Downey Jr.'s chewed gum for $55,000.
$55,000.
So he was chewing this piece of gum, and it was at the Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony for Jon Favreau, great director, Avengers director.
Jon Favreau, I love him.
Huge director. So he, as a joke, took his gum out and put it on John's star. And then he walked away. And of course, there was someone there to bottle it up. And now the person is selling it. And they assure you, once the money is there, that they will ship it to you in a plastic container.
They should be donating the money to charity.
Nah, someone's making money off of it.
Taking celebrity stuff's always so weird, right? Who would do anything like that?
Would you remember Harry Styles'
Excuse me. Who's saying who would do that? What did you take from Jerry Seinfeld?
I've taken so much. I've got coffee cups and water bottles drunk by Samuel L. Jackson, Jerry Seinfeld, and Kim Kardashian.
There you go. We have the guitar that Kim signed.
Yeah, he's going to get the DNA of all of them and mix them up and make a superhuman.
Super celebrity.
Can you imagine?
Okay. Yeah, after Jerry Seinfeld performed in New York, I went up on stage and the security tried to stop me. And I looked at the security guard. Everyone had left.
Yeah.
He's like, sir, you can't get off the stage. I was like, brother, I'm a huge fan of Jerry Seinfeld, and I just want to take the bottle of water that he was drinking from. And the security guy looked at me like, this guy's crazy.
So he was like, let him do
it. Yeah, yeah. He just looked at me and goes, all right, go get it.
Because he just didn't want to deal with the crazy. He didn't want to deal with the crazy.
So I got it, and I walked off stage. Brianna's looking at me going, you're weird.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. So where is it now?
I've got it like in a box at home.
Sell it.
Yeah.
You can make $55,000.
One day you'll see I'll make money out of that.
Okay,
right?
Ryan Coogler is developing a new take on the X-Files. If the name sounds familiar, he is the man behind Black Panther. He's the man behind a lot of the Creed movies, so he's amazing.
Okay.
The original series director Chris Carter confirmed that this is happening. Ryan wants to recreate the show with a more diverse cast.
Okay,
so we're going to get a new version of the X-Files.
There
very,
we go.
Very soon.
We love the X-Files.
Yep, and finally, Ben Affleck wants the world to know that he's actually a happy guy. Just leave him alone. He really is happy. It's just his face. He can't help it. It all started with the Grammys, right? We saw the memes go around where he just looked miserable.
Sure.
But he stopped by Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy was saying that he was invited to his Christmas party, but he just didn't look happy. So Ben clarified.
Here we go.
That's a common misconception about me.
Yeah, I know. But, well, tell your face is really the thing. No.
Listen, I have a very unhappy looking resting face.
He's just like, leave me alone.
He's got one of those faces that just doesn't look happy.
Yeah,
we were talking about resting faces last week.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
I want to say out publicly, I am proud of Ben Affleck because he was in rehab. He was having issues with alcohol. He seems to have got his life back together.
And his movie Air just got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to watch Air.
It's coming out next week.
Air is
in theaters.
Air is about Nike, right?
Yeah.
And how it all happened.
The Air Jordans.
It's out, I think, next Wednesday or Thursday across the Middle East. It's not only on, I think, you hit Amazon Prime.
So they're the producers of the movie, which is interesting.
But it's in theaters as well.
Next week.
I got a call from the theater saying, hey, we heard you talk about it. It's in the theaters as well. So I am definitely going out to go watch this one, Air.
Is that Viola Davis in it?
Yes, so Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's mother.
And Matt Damon, right?
Yes, Matt Damon.
It's a huge cast. This is going to be a good movie, so make sure you go out and check it out. But well done to the one and only Ben Affleck. Proud of him. Proud of him. Not easy coming out of a substance abuse, you know what I mean? Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show.
Something like this. Hey. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Maya, who's been with us, she's an intern, right? You've been an intern. How's the week been hanging out on the Chris Fade show? Has it been okay?
It's been an amazing experience. I've loved it.
See, I told her to say that and you passed again.
Well done.
Fantastic, see?
Yes.
No, you've done a great job all this week. I hope you've learned. Have you learned anything from us, though?
I've learned a lot.
Did you learn something from Pretty?
Yes, I've learned something from everyone.
Even Rossi.
Even Ross.
What did I teach you? I can't remember. Pop quiz questions. That's right. Yeah.
Now, talking about the pop quiz, we have 10,000 dirhams cash right now to win. If you want to play, you got to call us right now. What's that number?
At 0487155544.
She got the number there.
Yeah.
Call us right now. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours with the pop quiz.
Get ready. The Chris Fagio's 10K pop quiz.
I'm covered in money. I'm covered in money.
Powered by
Rack
Bank.
Oh, Bona, you got in. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good
morning, Pretty. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good. You didn't forget his name.
Good morning. Good morning.
He gets upset. He gets upset if that happens. What are you doing, Bona?
I'm driving as a pet taxi driver.
You're a taxi driver, are you?
Yeah, a pet.
A pet taxi driver.
Yes, we are
going to
miles. Yeah.
So your phone, I don't know if it's your phone or the voice, but it goes like into a pitch where I can't understand a lot. Is that right, guy? Are you feeling that as well?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we hear these answers because we want to try to get you 10,000 dirhams cash right now, okay?
Okay, hopefully. Thank you.
All right, so she's a pet taxi driver, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, there are. What company is it?
It's a chauffeur.
Oh, yes, I know you guys.
Yeah. Chauffeur.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Chauffeur. That's so cute. Yeah. I love that. What a great idea that is. So why would I need a taxi for my pets? Like, tell me when I use that.
Well, a lot of obviously in regular taxis, you can't take your pets if you have them.
Oh, so this is you can go in this and your dog can go in this.
Yeah, and then you can, if you need to go to the vet and you don't have a car for whatever reason, or you're going to a restaurant, whatever it is, you can.
Because this is the UAE, has anyone tried to come in with like a monkey or a tiger in your car? No, never.
Not at the moment.
Okay,
only dogs, cats, rabbits.
Little rabbit. That's cute.
Aww.
Well, Bona, you sound like you're just you're an amazing human, and you sound like you're someone that loves animals, which is beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Imagine Bona couldn't stand animals.
I know, that's her job.
All right, Bona, 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
You good to go?
Yes.
All right, good luck. Here we go. Bona playing for 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank right here. The Chris Fade Show. Good luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time, Bona, starts right. I just thought your name's Bona, like bone. Like bone for a dog, bone, no?
Oh, my gosh.
Thought the association? No, okay. Anyway, you're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What is The Weeknd's real first name?
Pass.
Which football team is known as the Red Devils?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Who sings the song Kill Bill and Blind?
I don't have idea, pass. So.
Which designer brand invented the little black dress? Coco?
I feel nervous. So pass.
Which
car
brand does Lewis Hamilton drive for? Mercedes or Mercedes?
Mercedes.
True or false? Michael Jackson was born before Elvis Presley.
False.
Who sings the songs Give Me Everything and Fireball? Pitt?
It's
a dog. It's a type of dog. Pitt?
Pitbull?
Yeah. Which country won the World Cup, the Football World Cup? Was it France or France?
In 2018.
Just
France.
It doesn't matter what year. I gave the answer. 400 dirhams cash. All yours. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
Thank you, guys. You made my day, really. I feel nervous.
Yeah, I know you do, darling. You did a great job, though. 400 dirhams cash, Bona. That is all yours. The Weeknd's real name is Abel. Manchester United is the Red Devils. The singer that sings Kill Bill and Blind, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, from SZA. And Coco Chanel invented that little black dress. That would have got you more of the cash. But listen, not a bad start. Thank you so much, Bona.
Thank
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Have a perfect day. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4. Go. So, tell us.
Chris Fade was right.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to just have a listen. I saw this story yesterday and I was like, as I'm reading it and listening to it, I'm going, oh, all those years ago, Chris Fade tried to warn us and we didn't listen.
That's right, people.
Okay, so there's a former bachelorette. Her name is Ali Fedotowsky Mano. She was on The Bachelorette, then she became an E! News red carpet correspondent. She still does a lot of that. And she was on this podcast, and she started talking about her first big job on the red carpet as an entertainment reporter.
Okay.
Her first big job was to interview Jake Gyllenhaal.
Infamous Jake Gyllenhaal. For the record, love Jake Gyllenhaal in the movies.
He's a great actor.
I am a huge fan of Jake in the movies. He's got a brand new one where he's playing a fighter. I know Conor McGregor's in this. Cannot wait to see it.
He's great.
Great.
She then went on to tell the story about interviewing Jake Gyllenhaal as her first celebrity interview and how horribly wrong it went.
Yep.
Here is Ali talking about it.
Jake Gyllenhaal shows up the red carpet. Again, my first red carpet for E! News. I'm like, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to be so good. Like, I have to I rehearsed all my questions. I was so ready to go. He walks up. I'm shaking in my heels, which I'm horrible in heels. And I say to him, "Hi, Jake. Who'd you bring tonight? Like for a date? Like who's your date tonight? Or who'd you bring tonight?" He goes, "Bye bye," and walks away from me. And I was like, and I looked back at like the camera, my producer, and I started crying because I was like, oh my gosh, this is my first red carpet. I'm going to lose my job because I didn't get any of the questions. He's the star of the film. Then he goes next to me. I won't say who the interviewer was. There's an interviewer next to me. And her question to him was, so if you don't get an Oscar for this film, like those tattoos totally should, because he had like, it was all tatted up in this film. He goes, bye, and walked away.
And then he just says bye and walk away.
Walked away twice.
Now that is horrible. That is terrible behavior to do with someone. Not nice at all. It sounds exactly like a story Chris Fade has told time and time again.
Thank you.
About the time he flew to London to interview Jake Gyllenhaal. Go ahead, Chris.
The movie was life. Yeah. The year was 2017. I got the opportunity to interview Jake Gyllenhaal and at that time, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
I took a whole day off then I flew to London. I had to wake up at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. to do this show live, right? Because I wanted to not miss doing the radio show. Woke up in London, did this radio show. Then I had to go to the studios and go interview him.
Yeah.
Mm. Ryan Reynolds never made it. He missed the flight from New York to London.
There was a snowstorm.
There was a snowstorm, so it was just Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I watched the movie. We watched it before anyone else watches it in a theater. I then got told 5 minutes.
Now that's nothing.
5 minutes with Jake Gyllenhaal one-on-one. So waited 2.5 hours in a waiting room for Jake. It was my time. It was one of my first junket interviews as well, like where you're in, you know, you fly to another country and you do all this. I was totally nervous. I got 5 minutes with Jake Gyllenhaal. I sit down, I open up, and I say to the interviewee, Jake, lover to meet you, Chris Fade from Virgin Radio Dubai. And he's just looking at me.
No response.
No response. And then I said, well, let's start the interview. I watched the movie Life, and it was wow, amazing. Mind you, lying, movie wasn't great, but I didn't want to say that to him. Wow, amazing. He goes to me, what? Wow? That's it?
Can we hear it?
Play it. This is Jake Gyllenhaal. Here we go.
What a movie. What we watched it last night. The word that came to my mouth or my mind was wow. For you.
Very complicated word, by the way.
Well, but I could have just had to put it through. I had everyone call me back home in Dubai going, hey, what'd you think of
it? How is it wow?
I just said, wow, man. It was wow for me. Obviously, you've watched it. Is there a word?
I actually have not.
But, no?
Not yet. I'll see it probably in 2 days. I'll see it.
What do you want to say to the Middle East and Dubai? Have you been to Dubai?
I have been to Dubai,
What did you think?
It was amazing. Amazing. Like, kind of I only have one word for it. Wow.
Love it.
Like,
I love that interview so much.
Yeah, you love it. I know you do.
He totally like dissed you.
Yeah, like, but then
not
he,
nice.
Then he his answers between that, because we had 5 minutes, were just like, he gave me one answer, which took up 3.5 minutes of the time. He did it on purpose because I didn't get a chance to actually have a conversation with him.
Right.
It was like that intro bit. Then I asked him a question. He answered it for about 3 minutes, and then that was the ending.
Nope.
And I walked out of that interview just going to myself, wow. What an absolute, and I won't use the word.
Don't say the word.
You know, and I sort of, I've always had that. When everyone asks me, who was your best interview? You know, I'll always go, oh, Will Smith, The Rock, Kevin Hart, Sandra Bullock. Like, these guys amazing, right? Who was your worst? I always say, well, unfortunately, it was Jake Gyllenhaal. And the fact that now this woman,
Ali, yeah.
Ali has gone up and had the exact experience. And I've heard from other presenters.
Yeah.
That they have had similar experiences with Jake Gyllenhaal.
So there you go.
I don't think it's good.
Chris Fade was right.
I don't think it's cool.
It's not nice, no.
Not nice at all.
Well, if you're looking for the media support, you're not going to get it this way.
Yeah, as I said, love Jake in the movies. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Every movie that I think he does so well, and he's a really good actor. But doing these interviews and these junkets, I don't know if that's how he is legit.
Well, it seems to be.
But it's not nice. It's not. That's not nice, you know?
Rossi say he was right.
Wow, you were right.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Sometimes before we do the show, we sit down as a team and we just sort of work out what we're going to do. We don't have a strict plan, but we have like a bit of a guideline, like a playbook of like, hey, coming up on the show today, we're going to do
Yeah.
And we all throw in amazing ideas. I got to say, this show, we've been running for 15 years nearly together, and we do such a great job as of all of us doing it. We don't have like one executive producer that produces the whole show and we just deliver it. Like, you know, it's a group effort.
It is a team effort, and this show is not scripted at all.
Rossi throwing out his script. No, but really, it is a combined effort. Now, one of the ideas that Rossi wanted to run this morning, now, it was just as you stepped out of the studio, Rossi told me this idea, and I went, wow, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Like, is that all we've got?
So, yeah, like, I don't know what we're about to do here.
I just want to celebrate... Excuse me, not yet. I just want to celebrate Pretty Malik, because fair play to that lady who hypnotized you a while ago for your fear of all animals, really.
Mm.
For cats, yeah.
Well, it was meant to be for cats, but it
cured my fear of dogs.
Dogs,
yeah. 100% cured your fear of dogs, because now you have a dog. Mm. You love your dog. Mm. You know, I think you love your dog more than I love my kids, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's amazing. But I just think you need a little bit of a refresher course when it comes to the cats, maybe.
So
I mean, I did see you stroke a cat recently.
Do you want me to let you just run with the bit? Because I'm not scared of cats anymore. But
yeah, what's the segment, Ross?
Just run with it, and I'll pretend I am.
Explain the segment the way that you explained it to me.
What we can do is we can do a refresher course for Pretty Malik on body language of cats. Today, and then tomorrow we can bring in my cat.
Nope, that wasn't part of this segment. When you explained it to me this morning, you just said, I think we should give Pretty a refresher course on body language of cats. That's what he said. And I went, that's what you want to do on the show? Yeah, I want to do a body language refresher course for Pretty and cats. So run with that right now. Take it away.
Okay, Pretty, because I know you used to panic when you would see a cat going past you, but
great.
Here's some body language of cats that will make you feel a little bit more comfortable.
You know what? I'll take it, because I don't know a lot about cats and their body language.
Well, I'll bring my cat in tomorrow. You can stroke it and that.
Sure.
All right, here we go. So when a cat rubs itself against you, cats, they do this often with their head, neck, and chin. This is to bond with you, or maybe even mark you as their own. So don't panic when you see a cat
just
do that.
Just pretend like it's just come on.
You know, when a cat is friendly and relaxed, it's more likely to have a relaxed posture.
Could you give me an example of a relaxed posture, please, Big
Relaxed posture, sort of arch back downwards. So it's like.
Could you just show me how that looks, please? I'm not quite sure what it looks like.
When a cat is purring, this is seen that, like a cat
like
is relaxed.
Bluetooth?
Like when like it's purring, it means it's relaxed. So, you know, that's good. You know when you see a cat go like that on the cushion with its feet?
Okay.
They do this on their mother's belly as kittens.
Chris!
Are we still doing this bit?
It leads to happy hormones and oxytocin being relaxed. So don't panic when you see a cat do this.
This is the type of show you'd get if Rossi was doing it on his own.
So tomorrow what I'll do is I'll bring in my cat and you can stroke him and stuff.
Have you cleared with management that you can bring in your cat?
Well, if Brent can bring in a parrot, I'm allowed to bring in a cat.
Okay.
All right. Now, just real quickly on the phone lines here, was that segment a good segment? Like, because initially I thought it wasn't going to be great. I don't want to be out judging, but did we need that segment on this show? 04-871-5544.
If honestly, a cat is headbutting you, pretty, it means that you're doing something right.
I don't want a cat to headbutt me ever.
Any calls? Do we have anyone? Anyone?
No.
They probably just turned
off. Why are you like, you're not receptive of the bit at all?
Because it wasn't body language of cats. Like, how niche are we going?
Niche.
Do you know what I mean?
Pet talk is up there with one of the best things you can do on the radio.
Who said that?
Hello, Deborah.
I'll give you the five things.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What do you think about that bit?
It's a good segment. There are people who don't like animals, and it educates them.
Okay.
It's educational. I'll take that. That's true.
Cool. Everyone's so positive.
Yeah, there we go. Melroy, what do you think about that segment?
I love the cat segment. Keep it up, Rossi.
Thank you so much, Melroy.
All of you go away.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Hello, hello, hello. Guess what we're playing?
What?
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Three players. One topic.
It's topic tennis.
We haven't played this for a while.
Yeah.
Rossi, Pretty, myself up against each other in a game called Topic Tennis. Basically how it works is there's the special song and music that we're going to play.
Yeah.
And we have to deliver the answers that we believe in that gap. Now, there is different topic.
Yes.
So the first, for example, if it's the name different types of cars.
Yeah, so we all go around and it's like, I'll say Ford, Pretty will say Vauxhall.
I'll say, I don't know, BMW, whatever. It goes around. It goes around.
Faster and faster.
All right, so this is topic 10. You guys can steal this music and you can play along with it wherever you are.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Now, Basma, studio number two, is giving us the topics that we're up against each other with.
Yes, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the order?
Pretty, Chris, Rossi, me.
Okay.
No, it's the wrong way. It's always Chris, Pretty, Rossi.
Okay, Chris, Pretty, Rossi.
I'll start. I got no issue.
It's easier for
me. I'll start. Chris, Pretty, Rossi. Go ahead, Busman. What's the...
The first topic is shampoo brands.
Out!
Are you out?
I don't wash my hair.
Yes, you do.
Start again. Come on.
Okay. We're for real. Clear.
Yep. Dove.
Head and Shoulders.
Yes.
Selsun Blue 5.
What's that? Tresemme.
Wash and Go.
Baby Shampoo.
What?
Pantene Pro-V.
Is it baby shampoo?
No. Vosine.
Zuzuvavu.
What? No.
Just making things up now.
Okay.
Baby shampoo, the one, the yellow bottle. What
Johnson's.
About? Oh, Johnson & Johnson. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. All right,
so I lost that one.
Yeah.
That's a horrible category, Basma.
Okay, if you don't like it, then change it.
All right.
So what's your next one?
Next one is laptop brands. Let's go.
Are you kidding me?
There's like seven. All right, here we go. Let's try. Apple.
ThinkPad. Oh, that's a typo.
Dell.
Microsoft?
Yeah, I think it's Lenovo.
Acer.
Apple.
You said Apple already.
You are rubbish today.
Next.
Next is horror movies.
Horror movies.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm so bad at this.
All right.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Child's Play.
I was going to say that. Scream.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Chucky.
That's the same thing.
That's not the name of the movie.
They released ones later on just called Chucky.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Nope, it was Child's Play, and then there was just Chucky. No, it was called Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, Curse of Chucky, Cult of Chucky, but not Chucky. Next.
Busman will never, ever allow to give us topic tennis categories again.
Why?
They're hard.
Well, just because you don't know them doesn't mean... Look, people are sending messages.
Okay, go again.
All right.
Last category, winner takes all. Deal?
Yeah.
Winner takes all.
Malls in the UAE. Let's go.
Mall of Emirates.
This guy's... Dubai Mall.
Mercato Mall.
Nice.
City Center Deira.
City Center Al Zahia. Trying to get it in again.
City Center Merdif.
Ibn Battuta Mall.
Spring Souk.
Nikhil Mall.
Oasis Mall.
Yeah. Meadows Village.
Times Square Center.
Studio City Mall.
No. Studio City Mall.
You're horrible at this.
Can I just say, how many times did he lose it there?
Every time. One, two, three, or four?
No.
Four.
Winner takes all. I won.
He lost everything.
The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. So I don't know if this is true or not. I saw some speculations on social media yesterday about this possible thing happening, that WhatsApp calls through Ramadan are permitted. Now, obviously, if you live here in the country, we all know that WhatsApp calls don't work.
Correct.
A lot of my friends and tourists have sort of fly in, they start calling you like, it doesn't work, guys.
Yeah, I know.
You have to explain to them why. You start getting this whole conversation. Anyway, there were reports yesterday that it was working. I haven't tried it yet, but we're going to give it a go. Now, I want you to try as well. See if your WhatsApp calls, not video, see if your WhatsApp audio calls are working.
Now, I tried it yesterday.
How did it go? Did it work?
And it worked.
Ah, were you on Wi-Fi?
My home Wi-Fi.
Okay, so now we're all connected to work Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Who's calling me right now?
We should do it on the group.
No, no video calls.
Okay, I'm going to call you Pretty Malik right now. Let me just try Pretty first up.
Okay.
Let me try Pretty to see. We're going to put this to the test right now. Is it going to work?
Okay, I got...
Ringing from my end?
Yep, got your call.
Answer.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Still Pretty. I'm calling you Pretty.
It's connecting.
It says connecting?
Yeah.
Not going to work.
No.
Nope.
Try it on data.
Okay, so now I'll get off Wi-Fi.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I'm having such a great day today. I wish my friends would call me. Oh, my friend's calling me. It's Pretty. Oh, hi, Pret.
Answer.
Yeah, hold on. Let me answer. Hello? Nope, connecting. Doesn't work. Rossi, try Pretty.
Try Pretty?
Yeah, okay. Only audio, though.
So
what we read yesterday, and again, it was on a number of different websites.
But it did work for me yesterday.
Who did you call?
So I called Jeff's phone just to see if it worked, and it did. And then I called my sister-in-law in Rome, and it worked. And we were like video chatting.
Why is your ring dial like Christmas?
Because I like Christmas.
Was it?
Hello?
No, it's connecting.
Connecting.
So maybe it's hit or miss.
Anyone has my personal phone number, call me now on WhatsApp. I want to see if it works. If anyone has my personal phone number listening to this, call me on my my WhatsApp number, Mum.
Of course.
Hi, Mum. Nope, doesn't work for Mum either.
Man!
Sorry, Mum, love you.
I'll try you on speed dial, Gilda.
Hold on. Katie Avery.
Katie!
My buddy. Let me see if I answer it.
Hi, Katie.
I don't probably want to answer this one anyway, Katie. Oh, hi, Katie. Nope, doesn't work either.
Katie.
Yo, wait there. Let me try something here.
I got 7 missed calls. Hey, Wolfie.
Wolfie?
Yeah, Wolfie, bike shop. Go
hi,
great.
Wolfie.
You're joking.
Busma, not working. Busma's just tried me.
Hi, Wolfie.
Not working. Marco, no, sorry, bud.
Should we try call international?
Walid, hold on. Walid, my buddy's calling me. Walid, no, not working either, bud.
I'm going to try an international number.
Wait, let me try.
Hold on. Big Rossi.
Answer. Answer.
Hi, Ross. Nope. Hold on. It's working for Busma and Jen in studio number 2. It's working for you guys?
Yeah, we just called each other.
And it worked?
See, it's like hit or miss.
Yeah, because like...
So what network are you guys on?
The companies.
You're on the Wi-Fi right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think the Wi-Fi worked for us anyway.
Oh, my buddy Az is calling me. Hold on, let me see Az. No, it didn't work, Az.
Hey, do you know there was apparently a little...
Paradigm Sports, Az, what up? Conor McGregor's management company.
Apparently, if you went
Charlene,
to...
Charlene?
gosh. If you went to the expo site as well, it worked there.
I just want to say thanks to all my friends who still listen to the show. Love you guys.
This was just a test to see how many people listen to the show.
If anyone has Rossi's personal number, call him. No one's going
to. Yeah. Call me. Is anyone listening? All of my friends? Guys?
Let's just wait.
Guys? Anyone? Friends of me?
We're not moving on until Rossi gets a call. No one calling from the show.
No one calling me.
Someone call Big Rossi.
Oh, someone. Who's this? 0027. I don't know who this is.
Just answer.
Hello? It's connecting. Who's that? 27.
All right. Well, there you go. There's another one. Jenny and Basma, can you guys come into the studio real quickly? Because I want to see if this works for you guys. Because if it does, it must be hit or miss, right, Pretty?
Yeah, that's what I guess. Because it was working yesterday.
It might be the network that you're on. What network? Who are you on?
Wolfie called me.
Yeah, Wolfie did. What up, Wolfie?
Do.
You're on Do?
But it worked yesterday.
I'm on Virgin Mobile. Basma, who do you use? What telco do you use?
I think it's Etisalat.
Okay, go. Let's see.
I mean, her dad does work for that. He's an engineer, so maybe it's something
to
do
with
that.
Can you guys just call each other? I just want to see if this works. Take your time, guys.
Any day now.
It's fun radio.
What are you doing? It's like you're sending an SMS.
No, I'm searching for Basma.
Didn't you just call her? Yeah. Okay, they're ringing each other. Let me hear the voice.
No, it's ringing now.
It's not working now?
She's getting another call from me.
Doesn't work.
No. So it's just hit or miss. This was chaotic.
It's great radio.
Yeah. Maybe the cat was better.
Yeah, maybe the cat bit was better. All right, well, there you go. Try it for yourself. According to Pretty Malik at work last night,
yes,
didn't
it
work
was.
Today.
It was.
There we go. 8:59. Rossi, stop calling me. Yeah. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4. Go. So there is a...
Say it again.
All right, marrying your best friend's wife.
My wife is not getting divorced, Chris.
Sorry, Rossi, I won't go for her, I promise, ever. No matter what.
Explain yourself.
On the flight, I watched a documentary about a rock climbing family. All right?
Okay.
And it's a really interesting story when you look at it, because the filmmaker was the son. The son who lost his father in a rock climbing accident.
That's terrible.
All right. Son of the world's greatest rock climber, who died in 1999 avalanche, says he's never been able to accept his father's best friend, who survived the tragedy and then married his mother.
Wow.
Interesting.
So Conrad and his best friend Lewis were best friends. They're best friends. And they were considered the world's best rock climbers. They were Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They used to travel the world climbing rocks and literally not only climbing rocks, shooting documentaries. Mm. They were the world's best. And then unfortunately, one of them died. And they look the same somewhat. They're tall, they're slender, they're lean, they're muscular.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, about 13 months after the passing of Conrad.
13 months.
Yeah, the wife and the best friend hooked up and married each other.
And they've been married since.
And he moved into the house. And there were four kids.
Yeah.
And they just became a family.
I had a friend who did exactly the same thing.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I had a friend who taught me how to DJ. He passed away of cancer. And then his friend married the widowed wife.
I was watching this, and initially I was like, well, this is just not right. And then I thought to myself, well, hold on a second. You know, maybe this is right. Maybe this is the jigsaw puzzle piece that's missing from the family. She said that she tremendously fell in love with him because he was so compassionate through the times of her grieving over her husband.
Right.
And then the father figure came in instantly for the boys. There were three boys. He became an instant father figure. Now, years later, one of the sons has come out to say, like, it was very hard for them to accept the loss of their father. They were aged between about 6 and 12 when it all happened.
Difficult time.
What are your thoughts on all this? This is what I was thinking. Like, would it happen? Like,
I think it would be good because you could fondly discuss the memories of that person, right? That's passed away, you know?
But I kept thinking about the guy that passed away. Is he like, would he want that? I put myself in my position where I thought, God forbid something happened to me.
Yeah.
Would I want my best friend marrying Brianna? And I don't, and I was trying to work out like, yeah, I would, because I know that she'd be looked after, but then I'd be like, well, no, I don't want him going anywhere near her.
You get jealous.
Okay, 0487155544. What are your thoughts on this whole situation? It's this whole situation played out on that TV show, This Is Us, that I watched.
Your favorite show.
It was the exact same thing. What you said, the kids were not accepting. Jack's best friend, Miguel, married Rebecca. Like, it was the whole thing.
All right, 0487155544. Too close to home, or is it okay? What are your thoughts? Is it okay? Did this situation, do you think it was okay that he married his best friend's wife after he passed 13 months later? Is that okay? 0487155544 in this TV show, This Is Us. Is it like it's fine?
Yeah. In the end, they stay together for years and it all works out in the end. And they do eventually look at Miguel as a father figure. But I can understand that what you said, Rossi, about, you know, the only people who truly know the person who has passed is the best friend and the partner. Right?
Yeah.
So like they share the memories, they bond over that and they get closer and closer and closer. And then I guess they fell in love.
Your friend's still married to?
Yeah, they live in Queens, actually pretty.
Queens?
Yeah.
Like where I'm from.
Yeah.
So he married, tell me that situation again.
So my friend who taught me how to DJ, Jimmy, God rest his soul, passed away.
Okay.
With cancer. And then his friend married the widowed wife and they've had kids together and everything. And they speak about, you know, Jimmy fondly, you know, they share memories and stuff like that.
I guess.
Just, you know, if I do ever pass away, please stay far away from my wife.
You wouldn't want me?
Absolutely not.
I would look after your wife.
No, you would not.
What do you mean?
Oh my, we're not having
you
this argument.
You'd just be bagging me out and everything. Oh,
is this how Rossi lived? Is this oh, Liz, are you serious?
Terrible.
Man, this topic that I opened up, it's sort of dividing right now. Could you marry your best friend's wife? Now, explain what I mean by that, because that statement there is a bit like, what?
It all came from a documentary where a rock climber unfortunately lost his life while on, you know, an expedition. His best friend became very close with that man's wife.
Mm.
They obviously grieving the loss, and they ended up getting married.
I know, right?
So would you marry your best friend's partner?
Busma has WhatsApped and said it's called trauma bonding. Is that right, Busma? How do you know about trauma bonding, Busma?
So basically, it's a concept in psychology where you get attached whenever you lose someone and you have someone in common, like you have, let's say, just like you explained, you know, your wife's best friend, you're close to each other.
So
so they bond over that trauma that they share.
Okay, fair enough.
Far too intelligent for a 23-year-old.
Yeah, I know. Get out of here, Busma. Yeah. Get out
Ridiculous.
Of here. Juby, what are your thoughts on this, Juby?
So I think it's okay to do that because I saw it on Manifest and that's the same thing that happened unless if your wife comes back.
Yes, you're right. It's another TV show.
But and hold on, the wife comes back.
Yeah, the wife came back.
That's
from, from the dad?
Yeah, unless if your wife comes back, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Juby, thank you. Is this Anonisat or Anonymous?
This is Annunciato.
Annunciato. Wow. Tell us, what are your thoughts about this? Is it okay what he did?
Well, it's very perfect. You know, like your brother, the one who looks like you in Australia.
Yeah, my brother.
Text up Brianna. It's okay. No. Your friend is your friend. Your friend, you know the care. You know everything. He knows everything about you. Instead of throwing away your wife into wolves, give him to the person who will care more.
Instead of throwing my wife to the wolves, give him to my brother. I love your thoughts there.
I'm ready, you know.
Rossi, you're going nowhere near Brianna. Amir, your thoughts on this, my man. What do you think?
I think it's morally wrong. It's very wrong. Very wrong. That should not happen.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. I mean, listen, it divides the room, but at the end of the day, hopefully that none of us are in this position. Okay?
Yeah.
Just letting us all know. If we are, Rossi, stay away. Okay, a pact right now, Ross. Away from Liz. You stay away from Brianna.
No, don't stay away from Liz financially.
The Chris Faye Show. The Chris Faye Show. Something like this. Hey.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
That is it for us for your Thursday morning. Ramadan Mubarak from all of us once again. Don't forget, Breaking Fast tonight at 6:38. Good show today, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
We had fun.
Tomorrow, Friday, Duvet will be performing.
Do you guys know what song yet? Is it Iris Goo Goo Dolls?
Well, I've always wanted to do Iris Goo Goo Dolls. He won't let me, though.
Well, we've done it 27 times.
Smash Mouth All-Star.
Oh.
No.
Acoustic.
I want to go. Yeah, well, acoustic. Let's see how we go, all right? Eddie is up next. He's commercial-free as well, so have us on all day. Have a good one as well. Thanks for hanging out with us. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.